Shock and awe. That's how onlookers described the scene in Michigan today when they saw something unbelievable. I'll tell you what it was after you listen to a commercial. And later, news out of the post office that is substantially less important than the other news. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Don't go anywhere. Unless you're going somewhere in your car and you can listen in there, then it's fine to go somewhere. Shocking news out of Lansing, Michigan today. According to reports that have been trickling out, many onlookers in the city were stunned after witnessing a young man in his 20s who was so rebellious that he was actually walking down the street with his hair dyed blue. That's right. Blue. OPR's Marcy Hammond joins us now with more. Marcy, this is a big one.
Yeah, truly unbelievable, Leslie.
Can you give us a rundown of the scene that unfolded today in Lansing?
Chaos is the only way to describe it, honestly. Onlookers were shocked at the audacity of the blue-haired man and his defiance of the status quo. Gawking drivers rear-ended each other while others simply stopped and screamed. Take a listen.
Blue hair! Blue hair! Jesus Christ, he has blue hair!
Why? How could he do this?
Oh my God, society's collapsing. Out of my way. Run, run!
Wow. Now, I think it's important to clarify, Marcy, blue is not a natural human hair color, correct?
Yes, that's correct, Leslie. This was not the man's natural hair color, but rather something he did to himself, despite the normal conventions of how someone's hair should look.
My God. Were the police called?
Yeah, police and emergency crews were called to the scene, but they admitted that even though the man was thumbing his nose at the powers that be, he wasn't actually committing a crime. I did speak with a few people who had their comfortable realities put into question, and for now, they're just hoping it never happens again.
The second I saw him, I just knew. Society's rules do not apply to this person.
God, I was terrified. I immediately crossed the street to get away. Who knows what someone like that is capable of?
Other witnesses also reported a certain sexual magnetism to his rebelliousness, which has to make you wonder what else has happened to him and what other dark secrets might he have.
Certainly. Well, I, for one, will be going straight to church to consult my pastor over the dark thoughts this blue-haired man has awakened. Thank you, Marcy, and for God's sakes, be careful out there.
Thank you, Leslie.
Some news out of the United States Post Office today. The USPS has unveiled a new line of stamps depicting none other than the human anus. Here with more is OPR's Alan Potts. Hello, Alan.
Hi, Leslie.
So what led the Post Office to choose anuses for their new issue of postage stamps?
Well, according to Postmaster General Megan Brennan, the Post Office is really just interested in seeing if anyone cares what's on stamps anymore. Years of disinterest from the public has left postal officials wondering if they should even bother trying at all with new designs, and they're hoping that releasing this series of stamps featuring photorealistic human rectums will help give them some answers.
Look, it seems like you people really couldn't give a shit what we put on the stamps, but just so we have all our bases covered, we're going to put some pretty graphic pictures of people's anuses on these new ones. And hey, if there's an outcry, that's fine. At least we'll know people are still paying attention. Either way, there's going to be hairy assholes on all of your stamps from now on.
And Alan, what kind of brown starfishes can we expect from this series?
Well, in typical post office fashion, they've really put some thought and effort into the new designs despite not really being sure if anyone gives a fuck. The new line features commemorative illustrations of the assholes of U.S. presidents, as well as a compilation titled Sphincters in Space, honoring the bravery and poop shoots of America's astronauts.
Wow, well, these sound pretty obscene. What's been the response so far?
Nothing, because no one had noticed, and even if they had, who cares? They're just stamps.
Fascinating. Thank you as always, Alan.
Thank you.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together, and we were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
If you'd like more news with less information, this would be a bad time for you to stop listening. Here's what else you need to know today. Members of the Oscars committee were horrified to find Sam Elliott's rotting corpse today after unrolling the ceremony's red carpet. Despite the shocking discovery, there are no plans to postpone the award show. Authorities are still investigating how the Academy Award-nominated actor ended up there and are asking all Oscar attendees to please step over or around the body this Sunday. Scientists are warning that widespread use of antidepressants may be leading to the development of a hyper-resistant super-depression. Experts at the Global Preparedness Monitoring Board called their findings not only alarming, but also a total bummer that they probably couldn't do anything about anyway, so they might as well just go back to bed. And finally, there's still time to RSVP to OPR's official Oscars after-party potluck at my apartment. It's a studio, so no plus ones, just you and your dish. And nothing with mushrooms. I can't do mushrooms.